And then when all the Supreme Court said, no, they can't get rid of stay in Mexico policy. So here's the thing. So he got rid of stay in Mexico policy, but DACA still remains because Trump wasn't allowed to get rid of it. So all this time, even though the courts were wrong during the Trump administration, DACA was able to remain in place. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to clarify something. There are actually parts of DACA I understand and I totally agree with. I don't believe that children who were brought here unbeknownst to themselves should be deported. I don't. It's not their fault. Like sins of the fathers type thing. It's not their fault that they came here when they're 5 years old, 6 years old, and grew up in the system. I actually know somebody who's a DACA. I actually know a few people, but I was talking to somebody about this just literally like 2 weeks ago. He's 33 years old, I think. 33 years old. And he recently got into some legal trouble. His legal trouble, I'll just go and tell you. His legal trouble was he's getting a divorce, and his ex called ICE on him and said, my husband's illegal. Well, he's DACA, and he's got the DACA paperwork and everything like that, so it's all good. Except then she called ICE again and said, he has gun. Well, he did. He likes to go shoot guns. Well, as a DACA, as a deferred action for childhood arrivals, you're not a legal citizen. You can't legally own a gun. So with that, now they're threatening to deport him. And he's like, you know, he grew up in America. He's been here since he was three. Went to high school, college, the whole works, actually runs a business. And so he's like freaking out because he's like, what happens if I get deported to all my employees and to all this stuff? And I go, where are they going to deport you to? He's like, they're saying they'd just report me to Peru because that's where his family's from. And I go, so where would you go there? He goes, I have no idea. All my family migrated here. Like he has nope. They're going to just deport him to the country and literally just drop him off at the airport. Like, there you go. Find your own way. And yeah, he was born in Peru, true, but he's lived his whole life here. And so you look at people, places, situations like that, and you kind of go, okay, yeah, I can see how there could be, we could work out something for people like that when it's not hit their fault. Now, I've talked to people like Rick Santorum and Ann Coulter who told me straight up and said, nope, we believe that they should be deported. That, sorry, your parents put you in a bad situation. It's blame them for you being in a bad situation where you're going to get deported. I've talked to that. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I like what's written on the Statue of Liberty. Bring us your sick, your poor, your needy, and all this other stuff. And I like that the United States has been a compassionate country in years past. I think we've gone too much with as far as our spending billions of dollars in aid for other places when we're getting broke. But we can still be compassionate and figure out ways to help people who can't help themselves and things like that. Well, here's a situation with kids who have raised here. He's American. He's an American through and through. You know, when he watches the World Cup, he roots for the United States. You know, it's like, wow, I know people who were born here who root for Mexico or Italy. And, you know, so there's parts of DACA I totally understand and I totally get. But the problem is the way it's set up. One is it's not a law. And if you want it to stay, make it a law. Two is there's other parts of it, though, that made it that's what made it to where all these unaccompanied minors rushed to our country. I've always stated there should be with DACA, even when it passed, I was like, I get it. Makes sense. But they should have an age limit. If you came here as an unaccompanied minor or you come here as a child, but your age is like 16, I don't really think that counts. I mean, I think it should be like 10 and under or something like this. Then it's like, yeah, okay, if you were brought here 10 years old or under and you were here before X date. So in other words, don't come here now, but if you were brought here before X date. But here's the problem. Let's do traffic on the fives, and I'm going to give you my quick Cliff Notes version, the solution, how DACA will work with other programs. Let me share it.
Our roads are looking good with no major slowdowns, but we did have rain all throughout today and a flood warning. So you're definitely going to see some wet roads. So use some caution. I-10, I-110 looking good. If you do see something else slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. All right. So here's the thing. I get it with the DACA thing, that there's people, there's these kids who live in America who are now adults, some of them might still be kids or teenagers or something, and you're thinking, you know, well, yeah, it's not fair to like deport them now they're 20s 30s years old when they weren't born here but they were raised here. Here's the thing, and I don't know why just nobody ever talks about this. You know what gets rid of the unaccompanied minors situation? You know what gets rid of really even a need of DACA for young people? If we did some sort of system in our, at least our public school system, but I would even expand it and I'd make the law required for private school system. It says, if you're going to enroll your kids in private school, you're going to enroll your kids in public school, you got to show proof of citizenship for the parents. That's it. Show proof of citizenship for public school. Our taxpayer dollars are paying for our public schools particularly. So taxpayer dollars are paying for public schools. Taxpayer dollars should be for American citizens. And so with that, you can't enroll in public school unless you can show that you are a legal citizen or at least immigrating here with a green card or something like that. Then all of a sudden, the whole push for unaccompanied minors, the whole push for a lot of people to get here illegally is so their kids can have a better future. Well, they're not going to have a better future if they can't get schooling. What are you going to do, homeschool them? You might as well just stay in the country you're from then. And if we just did something like that, and then we did an age cutoff and says, okay, if you're this age and under, and you're already in America, already here, and you're this age and under, then we'll give you deferred action, you know, for childhood arrival, blah, blah, blah. Something like that would work, but you got to cut off the incentives for them to keep coming and taking advantage of this program. That's what happened with DACA. People were like, yes, they basically granted them citizenship, but they didn't cut it off. It's a loophole to allow children particularly to keep coming here. And yeah, we got a text here. Good point here. I agree with you, DACA, but if DACA recipients are granted citizenship, they should not be allowed to sponsor their parents or whoever brought them here. And that's exactly what happens as well. That's the other big loophole. They got DACA. They were granted citizenship, a deferred citizenship, and then they sponsored their parents who brought them here illegally. And then it just was a default, like, de facto amnesty, essentially, is what that ended up being. And the problem with it is it wasn't a cutoff date. It's an open policy. And that's why we continue to get so many people flooding our border to come into the country, claim DACA, then sponsor their parents, and it just goes on and on like that. I mean, it's a vicious cycle because of the way they set it up. It could have been done right, but it wasn't. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Have you been thinking about selling your house? The market is changing, and right now might be the last time to get top dollar. We covered it before. Home prices in the nation, on average, have dropped 6 months in a row. In the last month, it did drop here as well for the first time. We talked to Christina Leavenworth about that, and she informed us that the home prices dropped for the first time. So, if you're looking to sell, call the agent I will call, and that would be Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in the Pensacola area. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. She's the only agent in town who will guarantee your performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her absolutely nothing. And she'll even put it in writing. Now, she can make that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars on marketing, generating demand, and right now she already has 100 approved home buyers ready to buy. They just don't have enough houses to sell. So if you got a house to sell, she may have the buyer for you just waiting for your house. So give her a call. You got nothing to lose. 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, well, then she can buy your house for you all cash and close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth. Get more money at 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty.
Thank you.
let's call right now Bobby Ross. I got a text asking, so with DACA, if I get this under, it was actually a call on the break. If I get this correctly, do DACA recipients, do they eventually get citizenship? Do DACA recipients, can they get Social Security? Was that the essentially the questions? DACA recipients cannot receive Social Security. DACA recipients do not get citizenship. There can be a pathway for them to try to get citizenship, and it takes a long time. It's very difficult to do, but it's deferred action. So it's basically, we're going to process you. We're going to see how things are going, and we're going to watch you, and then there's a long path for you to try to become a legal citizen on your own. But it's not just your DACA, you're going to become a citizen. Not like that at all. It's kind of like, but in the meantime, we're going to defer any action against you. We're not going to deport you. We're not going to detain you, anything like that. You can still go get a job. We're going to give you a special card that shows you're in America, and it's okay with the United States government that you're in America. And so that's what happens. And then, so like I mentioned my friend before, he was been in the process for about 7 years to become a legal citizen, like since DACA came out, actually almost 10 years now. He's been in the process of trying to become a legal citizen, and it's taken 7 years and still not a legal citizen. And now because of this fight with his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, now he might actually get deported and not even ever become a legal citizen, and even though he's basically has been here since he was 3 years old. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Wall Street going to be watching tomorrow when Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell addresses the Fed's economic symposium. That's happening in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The central bank, of course, has been using interest rate hikes to fight inflation. Powell expected to defend that strategy, but not likely to preview what they're going to do at their next meeting in September. The IRS waiving penalties for 1.6 million Americans who filed their tax returns late. That's a collective $1.2 billion in penalty refunds applying to individuals and businesses' late tax returns in 2019 and 2020. Vanessa Bryant donating $16 million that she won in court to the Mamba and Mambacita Foundation. Bryant and her co-plaintiff Chris Chester won their case against L.A. County after jurors agreed that first responders invaded her privacy and caused her emotional distress by sharing photos of Kobe Bryant and her daughter's remains. And Bobby, local moonshiner Johnny Griffiths has a new TV show debuting tonight, Alabama Shine, following Griffiths and fellow shiner Jimbo Bray's adventures in moonshining, also featuring musical artists such as Jelly Roll. You may have heard of him, emerging artist there. Griffiths is from Flomaton. He's been somewhat known since he went on the Discovery Channel show Master Distiller. Almost won that competition with his McDavid moonshine recipe in 2020. And his new show is called Alabama Shine, debuts on the Country Network tonight. Now, I looked up the network. It's on broadcast TV some places, but not here. So here you'd have to stream it.
Stream it.
Yep.
Gotcha.
They've got an app on Roku, I believe.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're looking good on our roads, but as we all know, we had a lot of rain, so we we do have a flood warning. So use some caution. Definitely still seeing some congestion on I-10 westbound right around Pine Forest. No major slowdowns, but just really busy. But other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Come up here next. Got a flood warning until 7 o'clock tonight, and so I got an update on the tropics for you next on News Radio 92.3. Flood warning going on for another at least 30 minutes, and it could be even longer than that. We're going to have rain all through the weekend, unfortunately. Tropics got a couple things brewing, but nothing looks really too disturbing because there's one disturbance that's not disturbing because 20% chance of a cyclone formation in the next 5 days. And that's okay. And this one is just entering into the Caribbean, South Caribbean, and is headed towards the Yucatan Peninsula. And then if it keeps going on the same storm path, it would get into Mexico, wouldn't even hit the United States at all. The other formation or the other thing that they're watching is right off the coast of Africa now, moving straight west towards, you know, towards the Caribbean. And once again, only a 20% chance of formation over the next 5 days. So far, things are looking fairly good over there in the tropics. Speaking of bad weather, the first day of school, UWF, I saw this story, just so many other things going on with Election Day and stuff, didn't have time to cover it. But University of West Florida freshman was struck by lightning on campus. Did you see this story?
Yeah, it's crazy. First day of school?
Yeah. That's not the way you start off school. I think you need to change school. I'd be like, I'm changing schools. God doesn't want me here.
But she's okay.
She's okay, so thankfully. 18-year-old Emma Egler from Birmingham moved into her dorm this past weekend. First day of school classes, 2 p.m. that afternoon. She was knocked off her feet. She was struck by lightning. Oh, my goodness. Like, how can... That's amazing. I'm glad she survived. Glad she's going to be okay.
Did you see that her, like, phone and her Apple Watch, like, exploded?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Sarcastic Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Talking about, well, one of the stories is once again about DACA program, illegal immigrants, stuff like this. Saying my thing with DACA is I actually support the principle behind DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals. I support the principle behind it, which is children should not be punished for the sins of their fathers and mothers. The children who were brought here, you know, as young kids to this country, who ended up growing up here, and, you know, now they've been here for years and years and years, and many of them might even be adults. Well, they shouldn't be deported. They shouldn't be not allowed to get student loans or government loans or anything like this because they're not citizens. Because that's not fair to them. Like, they don't know anything different. This is where they were raised. And they shouldn't be punished because their parents brought them here at such a young age. So we've talked about that. I understand the principle of that. I agree. I get it. But the way it was set up opened up too many other problems. It created a de facto amnesty because some of them would finally get their own citizenship, and then they would sponsor their parents who are already here illegally as well, who probably should be deported, and instead of them being deported, they get to stay now because they got sponsored. And then it had other problems because it was open-ended. So that's where you got all these unaccompanied minors coming in. Goes, if I can just get into the country, I can apply for the DACA provision, and then I'll be able to stay. And it's like, wait a minute, you weren't brought here against your will by your parents when you're young. You came here last week, last month, you know. And so my problem with DACA was I agree with the principle of it, disagree with the way it was created. So then the other thing with this is okay, so pass DACA, but make an age cutoff. If you're under this age, then you can apply for DACA. If you're over this age, then no, you know, whatever it might be, right? Or if you can show that you've been in the country since you were the age of blah, 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 then after this or before this date, then okay, you qualify. And then after that, you shut the spigot off, the spigot of illegals pouring into the country for the benefits of this country. One of the biggest benefits that's attracting children is, you know, parents bringing their children here is our schooling, our education. So you say, okay, if you're going to attend public school from now on, we're going to do e-verify. We're going to verify parents' citizenship before you can enroll your kids in school. How many parents do you think would really stay in this country if they could not enroll their kid in school? Wait, you're going to check if I'm a citizen? Sorry, son, can't go to school. Sorry, daughter, you can't go to school. How many parents would actually stay here in America if their kids could not attend public school? Yeah, hardly any. So there you go. You solved your problem. And I was saying, because taxpayer dollars go into our public schools. That's what supports the public schools. So if taxpayer dollars are going in to support the public schools, that should be for American citizens. Now, that's been a big debate in the recent years, too, now. But anyway, let's go ahead and top three stories here real quick. So the reason I'm talking about DACA is because the Biden administration is moving to formalize DACA and make it permanent and shield it from legal challenges, which I said is just blatantly unconstitutional. And this president isn't being held accountable by that at all. Then the IRS, nothing could be permanent from an executive order unless Congress passes it as a law and the president signs it. That has been and always will be the rules. I guess unless you're a Democrat president that doesn't get scrutiny from the media. But okay. The IRS is going to refund 2019 and 2020 late filing fees, and a redacted Mar-a-Lago search affidavit is going to be released by noon on Friday. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. All righty. The sports hit. Pensacola Blue Wahoos, looks like they've gotten the game underway. They got a doubleheader today because the game yesterday was canceled. So they've started the first game. Bottom of the first inning right now, Montgomery Biscuits are leading 1-0. When that game is over, they'll try to get the second game in, even though this one was delayed a little, about an hour and a half is how long this game was delayed to get started. Then the PGA Tour Championship. Round one is wrapped up. Scottie Scheffler with a fantastic first round, leading with 15 under par. The next closest is Xander Schauffele, 5 strokes behind him at 10 under par. Then Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Seattle Mariners beat the Cleveland Guardians. The Cardinals beat the Cubs. The Tampa Bay Rays ended up beating the Angels. And right now, the Blue Jays are beating the Red Sox. Colorado Rockies and the Mets is still scoreless in the bottom of the second. Scoreless game between the Reds and the Phillies as well. And the Baltimore Orioles are beating the White Sox 2-1. I'll give you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Not seeing any major slowdowns on our roads, I-10 and I-110. Checking in clear. We're looking good on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. We do have some wet roads out there still from all the rain we've had, so use some caution while driving on the roads that are still looking a little bit flooded. If you do see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's sports news. Kurt Busch gonna miss the start of the NASCAR Cup playoffs. Aaron Donald from the Rams there was a big melee between the Rams and the Bengals. Aaron Donald swung his helmet at players during the joint practice, ended the practice early because of the melee. Tom Brady gonna start for the Buccaneers preseason finale against the Colts on Saturday. And Novak Djokovic, top tennis player in the world, not going to be able to compete in the U.S. Open because he, once again, dealing with his unvaccinated status issue. This is the big ordeal where a lot of Republicans particularly have been urging President Biden to remove the vaccine requirement for international travel. Here's the latest case. Novak Djokovic can't come to the United States because he refuses to get vaccinated. Therefore, he can't play in the U.S. Open. And there you go. That is your sports hit on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. All right. There's a new date idea from the TikToks that is, it's very bizarre. Rent a U-Haul box truck, go get a dinner, and hang out in the back of it. Like a picnic in the back of the U-Haul box truck. What? So is this the thing? Have you seen this happening, Gracie? Is this the thing that the youngsters are doing nowadays?
I haven't. This youngster has not seen that happening. I looked at it when I saw that was a sign of the apocalypse, and I was like, "What does that even mean?"
It's
weird.
Get a box truck. I mean, I guess it's enclosed, so you've got it's $20 date plus whatever you're buying for dinner. So I assume McDonald's if you're doing a date like this. You're doing fast food date here.
You're not going to keep her that long if you're putting her in the U-Haul with Mickey D's.
U-Haul with the Mickey D's. This seems weird here, but I guess dinner and a date, just dinner. I guess nowadays with your phone, you can like stream a movie or something in the back of the box truck. Why don't you just go to somebody's, your apartment or your house or something?
Yeah, I don't know. And there's no air conditioning.
No air conditioning. So
like,
here in the South,
moving is traumatic. Why would you want
to? Maybe
I don't know.
Just sit there in an all steel walls, ceiling, floor. Ah, can you smell the previous movers? Yum. No, thank you. But I guess it's because like $20 a day for a U-Haul, and they're thinking this gives us a place to have some privacy.
I'm sure they make it like. I looked up the TikTok and it makes it look like trendy and like, oh, do this cute thing.
Yeah.
So like it does make sense.
I did see somebody
but then
put like a futon in there.
Yeah.
And they had like a lamp and they made it like a cozy little place. I don't care. It's in a U-Haul box truck.
Yeah. I mean, what if that's your first date? And then you got to tell your kids, what'd you guys do for your first date?
No.
He put me in the U-Haul.
That
is like, what is that?
I was gonna say, that will not end up. In marriage. That one's not ending up in marriage.
No, for sure.
That's your first date. Not happening. So, yeah, that's there you go. I think that's weird. But here's one example. Let me give you one example. A guy in Fresno, California may have started the trend. It was during the pandemic. So not a lot of things you can do during the pandemic, especially in California, where everything's shut down. So he rented a U-Haul on their first anniversary. He put a mattress in it. That's a little creepy. He decorated it with candles. Okay, I see what's going on here. He opened up the back door, and they had dinner next to a lake. Okay, see? So they're trying to figure out creative ways to make it work. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Carolina, so far away, but she says I remind her of home. Feeling oh so far from home.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Texter here, I think you underestimate some females. Just look. Oh, no. Yeah, I know where you're going with that. Yeah, there's that one there. Got another text here. During COVID, we took our jet ski to Palafox Marina to rent the Airbnb dock there, but it was shut down due to COVID, and we were forced to stay at the crowded Holiday Inn Express on Main Street. Oh, no. Right in the thick of COVID? No, that's probably where you got COVID, too, isn't it? That's the end of that story. And we ended up testing positive 3 days later. Yep. Well, that works. Oh, man, that's rough. Did they shut down the Airbnbs during COVID? I thought Airbnbs were open during the COVID. I don't know. I guess maybe it depends on where you were. And I'm sure some renters just were like, yeah, you can come on rent anyway. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up with the news?
Well, Bobby, there's another homeowner insurance company pulling out of Florida, United Property and Casualty, the latest to file their plans to withdraw from the state. Their customers are going to have to find new coverage elsewhere. Officials with the company say that policies are going to be gradually dropped as they come up for renewal. It's unclear right now how many people are going to be impacted here around the state. This year, five different property insurers have all filed for bankruptcy, forcing the state-backed insurer to take on over 1 million policies.
Oh, boy. Do you have the names of those insurers by any chance?
I don't have all five of them on me right now.
Maybe we could post them on the website so people can reference them and say, like, is it mine? So, because if anybody's like me, A, I don't check the mail. Because I get that. I had some sort of thing recently, and they were like, I sent you three letters. And I'm like, okay. Did you also send me a time machine to send me back to the 1980s? I don't check the mail. Are you crazy? It's just junk mail. Like, I just like, what in the world? I was talking to this somebody else because we just had the primary. And they were like, I was like, so-and-so didn't do any advertising. I can't remember which politician. I didn't do any advertising. And then somebody else said, oh, I got a bunch of mailers for him. And I was like, once again, did you send me a time machine too? Like, that was his advertising, was sending out mailers? Who checks the mail anymore? Unless you're over the age of 65, 70 years old.
Yeah, there it is, right between the Burger King coupons and the
exactly.
The DirecTV mailer.
And the, yeah, all the coupons and stuff. Like, I don't.
Everything that goes right in the trash.
Everything goes right in the trash. Like, what's the point of getting the mail? I just moved to an apartment just a few months ago, and they were like, having to change the utilities over. Like, we see that you're already signed up for our electronic bill, and we appreciate that. I'm like, what other kind of billing is there? Well, we can mail it to, like, what are you talking about, like, the papers? Why would you want to kill trees? I don't understand. I don't get it. So, I don't. So, anyway, point being is, I'm sure there's a lot of people like me who do not check the mail and may not have gotten that notification from those insurers that they're out of business now. So it'd be nice if we can get that over to them online. So appreciate that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have a couple accidents on I-110 right now. This is going to be northbound right around Fairfield. Not seeing many slowdowns because of it, but it's three separate situations real close to each other. So again, that's going to be right near exit 5. Northbound on I-110. Use some caution as you work your way around that. Other than that, we're looking good. I-10, I-110, not seeing any major slowdowns. Do see something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I covered this. Krispy Kreme is now coming out with doggy donuts. Doggy donuts over at the Krispy Kreme. I meant to ask this question. I need to find out. Are they okay for human consumption? Why are you laughing? You just spit all over the board. It's
if
a legitimate
you're at Krispy
question.
Kreme, why are you wanting the dog one?
Oh, that's
you're
true.
Already could get human
that's
donuts.
That's true. I can already get the human one. That's true. I'm already there.
It's not that much spit.
It was a lot of spit there. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. That's true. If I'm already at Krispy Kreme, maybe they're cheaper though. Like, they discounted them because they're for dogs, and you get more bang for your buck. And just saying. So that could be it right there. What was the name of the insurance company that's pulling out of Florida, and when are they pulling out? Yeah, David's gonna get that. David, you're getting that set up for us, right?
Okay. Yes, actually, I've got the names of those four companies if you want them.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it's Lighthouse Property Insurance, Avatar Property and Casualty Insurance, St. John's Insurance Company, and then this latest one, which is United Property and Casualty.
Okay, yeah. So if those are any of your companies right there, and when is it happening?
So for most of them, I'm thinking it's already happened, or it's right when your policy comes up for renewal is usually you just find out they won't renew it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there's that. All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. So talking about Krispy Kreme for dogs. So now you head over there, they got these limited little baskets. The reason why I ask is I saw like the Instagram for the Krispy Kreme donuts for the dogs, and they look good. And I was thinking, well, that kind of looks better than, like, the regular donuts. Some of them, like, they got – I was like, that looks pretty tasty. Do you have that for human consumption? And that's all that I was thinking. It's a legitimate question. there is – I believe they're also coming out with, like, they're kind of pumpkin spice season flavored stuff now too, by the way. Already, a couple days ago, they got their pumpkin spice stuff that they started releasing, which I know that makes Gracie happy.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at the dogs eat the donuts.
I told you, they look good though too.
And the dogs are super cute. They look so happy.
They do, yes. All right, it's Spence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative. Oh, they should have been calling them dog nut. Nope. Daggum it. You got me. All right, it's Spence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi.